This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two more new laws in the Show Me State.
Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34 contains the language that has made the Blue Alert system a reality in Missouri. However, it didn't start that way. Initially, the measure started as the return of Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville's proposal to send repeat offenders who are not in this country legally out of Missouri.
There's really no difference. It creates a crime of actually illegal entry, carries the same penalty. There's really no difference in any way.
During debate on Senate Bill 34 on March 7th, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City said the goal seems to be going after certain people for no reason.
One of the things that we talked about last year was that a felony offense, pretty broad. There are drug possession, many different issues.
Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan sponsored Senate Bill 265 and handled House Bill 302, both of which contained language relating to the Blue Alert system, which went into Senate Bill 34.
The alert will provide information on the suspected assailants and will help law enforcement apprehend the suspects faster. We believe the Department of Public Safety can be trusted with the oversight of the operation of this program. Participation is voluntary for local law enforcement, for TV and radio broadcasters as well. Knowingly making a false report that triggers an alert is a Class A misdemeanor, unless that false report results in serious injury or death, which is a Class E felony.
During debate on April 20th, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton said he believes the alert is needed.
I'm not convinced that we have the current wherewithal in present law. So I do think if we're going to go in this direction, that statutory authorization would be necessary and proper. I know that other members of the body may see it differently.
House Committee Substitute for House
Bill 151 allows the Missouri Department of Revenue to issue real ID-compliant driver's licenses and identification cards. Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City handled the measure.
Again, I want to thank the Senator from Buchanan and the Senator from the 8th in all of the work that they've put in to help craft this bill this year. Again, I understand that it's not what everybody necessarily wants, but it does provide our citizens with a choice and allow them to decide for themselves.
During debate on May 9th, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis talked about her preference for low-income Missourians to not have to pay for real ID.
What happens 5 years from now? 6 years from now, 7 years from now. And so the senator from Buchanan, that can potentially be a major issue in terms of individuals who may never pay fees as a result of having one fee paid.
Both of these measures are among dozens that took effect on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.